You're listening to the June 2020 letter for the Wanderlust Catholic. Bonsoir. Good evening in French. My plans had to change this month. That's a story for another day. But I was very excited to find myself in Normandy in northwest France. I had the opportunity to visit sites from the life of Saint Thérèse, the Little Flower. She's one of my patrons. My middle name is in her honor. And she's a patron of missionaries. But more on that later. The weather was cool and rainy, and I was happy to begin in Alençon. In this town at the Church of Notre Dame, Thérèse's parents, Louis and Azalie, were married in 1858. Now a basilica, the church is full of high stone arches and narrow stained glass windows in the Gothic style. Here I saw Saint Thérèse's baptismal gown and a stained glass window of the Martin family. The window is huge and vibrant, showing Saint Thérèse's initiation in this church, held by her mother, Azalie. Thérèse's godparents, her sister Marie, and the son of a family friend, hold the baptismal candle. This church was damaged in World War II, but this window remained unharmed. Also in Alençon, I visited Saint Pierre de Montsort Parish, where some of Thérèse's older siblings were baptized. Saint Leonard's Bridge, where Azalie met Louis for the first time, and Azalie and Louis's first house on Rue Pont-Neuf. I ended my time in Alençon with a visit to the Pavilion, a small walled garden that was kept by Louis and tended by his daughters. This quiet town is filled with scenes that made up the early life of Saint Thérèse, as her mother made lace, and her father, trained in watchmaking, helped Azalie manage her business. When Thérèse was 4, Azalie passed away, and Louis moved the family to Lisieux. I traveled in their steps, making my way first to Les Bisonnettes, the shrubs, the home to which the Martin family moved. Here I saw Thérèse's bed, clothes and toys from her childhood, and the lovely gardens outside. I was a bit surprised to see a frame filled with Thérèse's brown hair, which had been cut when she entered a Carmelite convent at the young age of 15. At Les Carmel, the convent, I could tour the infirmary where Thérèse spent her last days. She became ill at a young age and would not recover, but thankfully she left us many writings detailing her little way, a path of daily sacrifice that leads us closer to God. I was moved by the rose left to this day on Thérèse's seat in the chapel, a sign of love for this young saint who was overlooked during her life. Finally, I prayed at the huge Basilica of Saint Thérèse in Lisieux, built in honor of this doctor of the church. Gold mosaics cover columns and arches that stretch up high. Hundreds of candles border Saint Thérèse's shrine, a sign of the many prayers to Saint Thérèse. There is so much to see here connected to the lives of Saint Thérèse and her 4 sisters, all of whom entered religious life. I'm so thankful Thérèse wrote down her story for us. In him, Bona Thérèse.